Where in the Bible will I find the law of exclusion? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Actually, the term law of exclusion is nowhere found in the Bible, but its principle is taught throughout God's Word. There is a maxim in law that the expression of one thing is the exclusion of another. It must necessarily be so, for otherwise, there could be no definiteness in contracts and no precision in legislative enactments or judicial decrees. This same principle was used by God when He commanded Noah to build an ark of gopher wood. He assigns no reason why gopher wood should be used, but as only gopher wood was commanded, all other wood was eliminated. Genesis 6:14. Abraham was commanded to offer his son Isaac for a burnt offering. In specifying Isaac, it eliminated everyone else in his household, even to all his animals or anything else, until the order was revoked by God, who gave a second order requiring the sacrifice of a ram in the place of Isaac. Genesis 22:13. God gave instructions to Moses for the Passover. A lamb was to be killed, eliminating all other animals. It was to be of the first year, eliminating lambs older than 1 year. It was to be male, eliminating females. It was to be without blemish, eliminating lambs with blemishes. It was to be on the 14th day of the month, eliminating all other days. The blood was to be applied on the doorpost and lentils, eliminating all other places. Exodus 12, verses 7 and 22. Now, these negatives did not have to be stated by God. They were implied by the positive command that was given. Jesus commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. Only those old enough to believe the gospel could be baptized. Infants are too young to believe. Therefore, they are excluded from baptism. Christians are commanded to make music. Singing, however, is specified in this command. Colossians 3:16 and Ephesians 5:19. Therefore, all types of mechanical instruments of music are eliminated. We are warned not to go beyond that which is written. 2 John 9. We're to abide in the doctrine of Christ, but we cannot abide in the doctrine and practice things not taught in the doctrine, not taught in the Bible. Infant baptism and instrumental music are not taught. Therefore, those who practice these things are not abiding in the doctrine of Christ, and they do not have God, as 2 John 9 states.